The easiest place in which to deal with tantruming behavior is at home. In this regard, we need to look at tantruming from two points. First, how to deal with what I call pre-tantruming behavior, that is, whining, begging, whimpering, and how we deal with a full-blown, well-developed tantrum. Let's look first at how to handle pre-tantruming behavior. Though whining, whimpering, begging, crying, and so on are typical of what a child will do to get his way, they should never be rewarded. What I mean here simply is that when a child whines, whimpers, cries, and carries on to get his way, you must be absolutely certain to not pay that off. Such behaviors should never, ever be rewarded. When a child whines and cries and whimpers for something, in a calm and an emotional and fully controlled voice and with complete composure, turn to the child and say, "No, you may not have that." If the child persists, call him by name and say, "When you behave this way, you may not be with me," and then lead the child to a timeout area. You don't do this in a jerking or angry manner. Be very calm. If you are not familiar with the timeout procedure, you might want to get the tape on which I discuss the appropriate use of timeout. Of course, when the child is behaving appropriately, it is necessary that that be acknowledged in a very positive and reinforcing way. It must always be remembered that it is much better to acknowledge appropriate behavior in the first place. Now let's look at eliminating established tantruming behavior. The single greatest lesson the tantruming child needs to learn is that mommy and daddy will not give in. He must learn that he can scream and holler and carry on, but he isn't going to get what he wants by tantruming. When a child has an established tantruming behavior and uses it to get his way, the parent needs to immediately remove the child to a timeout area. This is done unemotionally, but with firmness and without anger of any kind. There must be no anger or frustration on the parent's face. The parent simply says, "When you behave this way, you may not be with us," and then removes the child to timeout. And this is done every single time a child begins to tantrum, and it's done essentially the same way each time, so that the child learns quickly exactly what to expect. Before doing this, however, explain the timeout procedure to the child and even act it out with him, so that he knows exactly what to expect the instant he begins to tantrum. When timeout is used for the first time, the child will tantrum for what seems to be an eternity. That's all right. Let him have at it. The key is that the parents go about their business as though the tantruming child didn't even exist. It's possible the child might carry on for an hour or even over an hour. He might stop for a few minutes to catch his breath and to regain some strength, but then launch right back into it. The reason that the child will persist this way is because he has been taught in the past that if he just keeps it up long enough, he'll eventually get his way. For the first few times, he will figure it's only a matter of hanging in there longer. In fact, it is not unlikely that a child will become so exhausted while in timeout that he'll fall asleep. And that's fine. Don't feel that you are being a terrible parent by allowing the child to tantrum for a long period of time. It might seem rather insensitive and even heartless, but remember, the child has a lot of unlearning to do, and unlearning can be a long, painful process. Whatever you do, do not give in before the child gives out. If the tantrums haven't been terribly severe or of long duration, it may not be necessary to place the child in timeout. In fact, it might be sufficient to simply allow the child to carry on in your company, but pay no attention to him while he's doing it. Just walk away. If he grabs onto your leg, free yourself with as little bother as possible and go right on about your work. In fact, it's not a bad idea for you to leave the room and go where the child can't get to you, such as the bathroom or the bedroom. This is effective when, as I mentioned earlier, the tantruming isn't that disruptive, and when you are certain the child won't destroy anything when he is ignored. If there's any notion that this will provoke the child to bite, destroy something, or hurt someone, the child should be taken immediately to a timeout setting. Breaking things and hurting people are behaviors that can't be ignored. The point is, you must put the child where he receives no reinforcement at all and where he can do no harm to himself or to other people or to other things. Here again, as I mentioned earlier, it is absolutely necessary that the child get positive attention when he is behaving appropriately.